Our Holy Gospel today comes from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we see sacrifice, that is something we as humans value. Many books and many movies have been based off of the sacrifice of what others have made. And one story that stood out to me was when Air Florida flight number 90 crashed into the 14th Street Bridge and then fell into the Potomac River. And this was in the middle of a snowstorm. And out of all of that, all but just 6 passengers were killed in the crash. And it wasn't until about 20 minutes that a helicopter came to rescue the survivors who were struggling to float on the wrecked debris in the chill water. And after getting one man to safety, the helicopter threw a life ring to a man named Arlen Williams, who immediately gave it to the passenger that was next to him. And when the helicopter came back for a third time, he did the same thing, again and then again. And when the helicopter came back for the final time, Arland had died being dragged under the water. He had used all of his strength to save the other people. So whenever I read these stories of selfless people like Arland, I'm humbled and I'm awed by their sacrifice for others. I honestly wonder to myself, would I be able to do that same thing if I was in that position? And hopefully these stories have the same effect on you. And we see this as the best of humanity. The act of giving everything we have for someone else is something that we stand in awe of. And I don't think this is an accident. I think these stories reflect what we know inherently from what God has put in us. We hold honor and respect for anyone who's willing to give all that they have so someone else may go free. And we see this honor, reverence, and reverence amongst even the most disreputable people, even to the most civilized. Even if it is a gangster taking a bullet for another fellow gangster, or an owner passing up his bonus to give to his employees, people say, "Wow, that was sacrifice." And why is this? I think God had a hand in it. Arland saved 4 people, but there is someone who saved quite a bit more. And we all know that that person is Jesus. Jesus wasn't just flung into a terrible situation like Arland was, but he went in willingly. He came into this deadly situation when he could have stayed in heaven in his comfort. But he lowered himself so he could hand out a life ring not to 1, not to 2, not to 3, not to 4, but to the whole world. Christ passed up ease. He passed up power so that we could have ease and we could have power. He saw our condition. He saw the trouble his sheep had got themselves into. And because he loves us, he gladly and willingly paid the price for us. He faced worse than bone-chilling water. He faced worse than being dragged into the darkness. He faced the chill of being forsaken by the Father. His Father turned his back on him, and he felt the darkness and wrath of all our sin. And he was dragged into death of the billions of people that have walked this earth and will come after us. And he did this because he knows his sheep. And because he knows us, what a joy it is that we know him. We see his sacrifice, and this sacrifice is not just so that we can live, but we can live eternally. It is so that we will be completely transformed. Our death into his life. Stained and broken into clean and pristine. We now, who deserve nothing, have inherited everything. We have received all of this because he laid down his life, not just for his friends, but for his enemies. For those who yelled, "Crucify him." For those who taunted him and jeered at him. For those people are us. We were the enemies of Christ. Our sin had shut us out from God. Our defiance was what kicked us out of Eden. Yet Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. He calls us in our baptism. He calls us in his word. He calls us in his supper. He calls for you and he calls for me. He calls us sinners to come home. And it is by his sacrifice that we are saved. He became bloodied and marred beyond recognition so that we would be recognized, so that he could see our faces. He became sin so that we, in the Father's eyes, are sinless. And this is what it meant to be the shepherd, the good shepherd. He would lay down his life to spare us sheep. He not only sacrifices life for us, but because of this has become the cornerstone, the foundation of our faith. He willingly gave his life because of that we can go confidently. Because he was rejected by Israel, he opened it up to all nations. He can gather people from all corners of the earth and he can bring them into his flock. And this is why those apostles can be arrested. And this is why we can share our faith with others. Because he made it known to us that he would go through hell, literally for us. How can we be afraid when we have a good shepherd that we know has our back, that we know will give everything that he has so that we are protected and shielded from death, the devil, and sin? And see, this cross is our confidence. His death is our declaration that nothing, and let me say one more time, nothing can remove us from his hand. And isn't there so much joy in that? Isn't there so much peace to know we are loved by the creator of the whole universe and the creator of the smallest atom? And his love for us literally knows no bounds. He has defeated sin. He has defeated the devil. He has defeated death so that we could be with him eternally. We have hope and we feel joy. when we hear about the Arlen Williams of this world, but this fades away when we come to cynical things in this world because of sin. Yet, we have true hope and we have true joy because we know everything has been accomplished in the greatest sacrifice. The beloved Son, our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, His love for us never fades. And in Him, sin has been conquered. He is our good shepherd, and how lucky we are that He has made us His sheep. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.